think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Vladimir Putin, momentarily about the ruble. This is the Washington Post reporting. I ask my colleagues in the government and the central bank to keep the situation under constant control, end quote. Michael Bernstam is my watcher of constant control in Russia, the economy under severe sanctions, and the ruble. Michael, for some weeks now, has been guiding me on the fall of the ruble, what it means and how it's being controlled by the Russian central bank. Michael, a very good evening to you. When last we spoke, a week past, I believe the Russian central bank had raised rates to 12%. And was controlling the ruble at 94 on the dollar. How's it doing now? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. It is a daily battle. It's a very difficult battle because the ruble has reached a psychologically important mark of 1 cent, the value of the ruble, or the official rate, close to 100 rubles for the dollar. And to remind you, just in the summer of 2022, it was 51 rubles for the dollar. So effectively, the ruble lost half of its value. And although the 100 is just another number, mathematicians are saying zero is just another number. Nonetheless, zero is zero. And 100 is a big number. And so the government found the hard ways, and when it reaches 100 rubles for the dollar, there is a panic. There is a run on banks, people withdraw their dollar deposits, and they are stashing the money, the dollars, under the mattresses. And remember that in Russia, 1/3 of all cash is dollars. It's remarkable. It's only 2/3 is a national currency. People are really trading retail between themselves. They're trading in dollars and whenever they can. So the dollar has a huge, it's a national, it's a second national currency in Russia. And for that reason, they're very much afraid that the value of the ruble will fall. And it is a daily battle. So every day, the central bank publishes the next day's rate. And for tomorrow, it is 97 rubles for the dollar. Today it was 96. Yesterday it was 95. So they let the ruble to depreciate because it's very hard to support it. They have to spend dollars on the central bank. And in addition to the central bank, the trade doesn't occur in the central bank. The trade occurs at the Moscow Currency Exchange. Private people bid, they short the ruble. That is the shorting, like in the stock market. And so each time it is the ruble goes above the mark 100 rubles, like 2 days ago, it was 101 rubles for the dollar. Immediately, the central bank intervenes. It lends $3 billion to $8 billion to the banks. The banks come back to the currency exchange and beat the dollar down. And this happens every day, every hour. So Putin is right when they're saying we're controlling. They are controlling by the hour. They don't want this to reach 100 rubles per dollar mark.
And the reason for that is psychological. That would mean that...
Purely psychological. Yes. Purely psychological because it has no mathematical meaning. It has no economic meaning. It has no currency meaning. It is purely psychological.
However, it is an indication of the inflation, which is rising. And that hurts all Russian families.
Yeah, about inflation, the central bank also publishes inflation expectations, and the inflation expectations for the next few months, they published 11.5%, and their policy borrowing rate is 12%. They're also trying to keep it under control. The problem is it's very hard because export revenues are declining, and the budget deficit to finance is increasing. And so they are really under very big strain.
The spending by the government, according to a recent report, is spiraling because of that weak ruble, but also because the defense industry is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, rather than 3 to 4% of its annual gross domestic product on defense. It's now going to spend between 8 and 10%. Is this sustainable, Michael?
Look, even the ancient philosophers in China and someone, I forgot who, in ancient Greece said the wars are expensive. The Russians did not expect that they would fight a year and a half and no end in sight. A very expensive war. They have to provide salaries. They have to provide equipment. And this is expensive. So in an economy which is roughly $2 trillion, they have to spend at least $100 billion on this replenishing their military expenditures. And this is at least 5% of GDP. But it adds to the budget deficit. The budget deficit now is estimated, annualized for 2023, at least 4% of GDP. It's very hard to finance. They have to spend the money from their sovereign wealth fund because their current tax base does not allow them to finance it. That's why they have the budget deficit in the first place.
Now we come to my favorite story from Bloomberg of the week, the fertilizer trade. Russia produces 15% Russia is the world's largest fertilizer maker, with produce accounting for about 15% of global annual consumption. And everybody wants to buy Russian fertilizer, but the Kremlin has figured out a way to keep more of its money rather than allow private business to sell it. How does it work, Michael?
Well, Russia indeed produces between 13 and 15% of global amount of fertilizers, and some of them very important, 23% of ammonia and 21% of potash, which is very important for agriculture. Brazil is a major buyer, and some other countries. Brazil is extremely important, feeding the world now, a major producer of agricultural products. So a lot in the world to prevent hunger depends on this Russian exports.
We have 1 minute, Michael. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, but in 2022, because of many constraints and not sanctions, it's not under sanctions, but because of all sorts of financial problems with banking, with transmission of payments, their export of fertilizer declined by 15%. It is projected that in the last two quarters of 2023, they will return to the 2021 level. So they will indeed provide sufficient fertilizer for the world. For the economy, itself, it's not a big deal because it's just $22 billion dollars in export revenues compared with $150 to $200 billion revenues from oil. But it is very important for the budget because there are very few companies. The government has it is easy to collect, but of course they try to leave the proceeds abroad. So the government came with this brilliant proposal, which it said, ironically, it said that we will nationalize the trade in fertilizer. So instead of allowing their own producers to sell fertilizer in the world and control their own revenues, the government wants to centralize it one place, which is controlled by the government. They will sell it to this place, and the government will directly control and sell this export. And of course, all these private producers and exporters, they resisted, said everything is fine. We restore the volume of our export, and we don't want the government to control us. So it is a battle over who controls the revenues and how to pay taxes.
Michael Bernstein, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.